Hi, this is Yuna, and I'm gonna walk you to my neighborhood. I stepped out of my house on the way to Walgreens. It's a short walk, but there's a lot of things you can see. First of all, there's a lot of grass here, and I really think that they're charming. Once you get out of the apartment gate, there are roads and a pathway leading my way to Walgreens. It may be a plain sidewalk to some people, but to me, it's pretty special. You can always meet the little squirrels, hear the delightful singing birds, and when you're lucky, you can even see the cute bunnies. Besides, it's the only place I can walk all by myself. I really don't walk much, but one thing I am sure about walking is that walking to some places in a short distance is much cooler than the car riding. I think it would be great if we all could walk more and enjoy the beauty of our Houston.
Hey, we're Leia and Rachel, and we're on the AOS campus, walking towards 2011. Okay, so now we're gonna go walking around the neighborhood.
It's called Silver Creek. Okay, so we're starting at Rachel's house and
ending at Leia's.
Okay, so we're apologize.
Okay, so what happens is we live in a cul-de-sac. I'm on the corner, so as I go down my driveway, I have to turn right to Rachel's. She's in the middle of the cul-de-sac. So after we go to Rachel's house, we're gonna keep on walking. And so, after we keep on walking, we'll probably pass Marshall's house. He's in this white house. It's actually, like, really big and pretty and stuff. But he's never really home, kind of. I don't know. He just doesn't enjoy our company very much. But then after Marshall's house, it comes to the Infinite's mailbox. The mailbox has all our mail in it. Okay, the neighborhood, instead of everyone getting a tiny individual mailbox, we have this big one that everyone shares. And we all put, like, all our stuff in it. Like, I mean, the mail person does. And then we get our mail. I'm number 5. She's number 2. Marshall's number 9, I think. 9?
Yeah, 9.
He's the awkward one. Okay. So then after that, we will keep walking. And you take a turn. Kind of. It's not really a turn. It's more like a little, like, I don't even know. It's like a kind of, like, slight crease.
Slight crease. Yeah.
Okay, so, no, now I'm talking all weird. I apologize. So, anyways, after we take the crease, we just, like, keep walking. And, okay, I mean, all, okay, houses. You have to, something about Silver Creek is that all the houses kind of, like, look go the after same. The same floor plan. I mean, they all look the same. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, see, like, my house, for example, it's really bad. And it doesn't even have a pool, so do not buy it. It's a terrible house. Anyways, there's no pool in it. And so most houses have a pool, because, I mean, I don't even know. Like, everyone loves swimming or something. Some weird Texas thing.
And then we're passing the tennis courts and going to the pool.
And after the pool, there's, like, a street. And then there's a park. And we like to call it our crib.
That's where we hang.
It's where all the cool people hang.
Yeah.
Like us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, our crib is very interesting. That was only 3 minutes.
Oh, crap. Okay, so after the park, we're going to walk all... joke.
It was an
no, but
joke.
When we were little, there was this tree, and Leia
okay, so
made
we had this mission that we wanted to, like, get all these, like, eggs, like, bird eggs, and raise them as our own.
This isn't even a joke. We're actually serious. So she makes me climb this tree. All the way to the top, and there's a bird's nest, right? So we get to the top, and there's no eggs. So we're disappointed. So I, like, fall out of the tree, and I'm pretty sure I, like, scrape my knee or something. But yeah, this went on for, like, a week, maybe two. And then we figured out that it wasn't egg season. So we gave up on that.
Egg season.
I gave up on that idea.
Oh my god. It was an egg. Does it make sense? Okay. So, here's another story. At Rachel's house, she's like this little, like, grass patch in her front yard.
And oh yeah. And okay.
We found some fuzz. And we, like, and Rachel, like, she was, like, really adventurous as a kid. Like, we were awkward children. And so, she, like, picks up the fuzz. And inside, there's like these little like baby rabbits.
Yeah.
And so we like flipped out. We were like, oh my God, there's rabbits in here. Because I don't know, we had like an obsessive like animal thing going on.
Yeah, we did. And then we tried to take the rabbits out and put them in a plastic bin. Like this was like the middle of winter, so it was actually kind of cold. So we put them in this plastic bin and we tried to catch them.
But then
and
your
then
mom?
They made these weird squealing noises.
What?
When we touched them.
What are you talking about?
This.
So our mom said we should put them back in the hole.
Yeah, we couldn't put them
in. So we entered them back in the hole, and we put the fuzz back over it. But then, so we were so intent on raising them as our own. And then we learned that they died.
Yeah.
This really sad.
This
cat, like, comes out and, like, kills it.
And so there are a bunch of baby bunny parts all over my yard. And it was so sad. But it was kind of funny, too.
It's what corrupted our childhood.
Yeah. So now Rachel's chronically scared of cats and Leia's just still awkward. So, yeah, we're
and
done.
Here's another.
No, we're not done yet.
Hello, my name is Wesley Pierre, and I'm going to give you a tour of my complex. When you walk into my complex, there are two gates, one to go in and one to go out, with a security guard in the middle for safety. There's a magnificent fountain in the front, surrounded by plant life at a gravel sidewalk. There are many lampposts, trees, toadstools everywhere. There are 3 and 4-story houses, a townhouse, and patio homes. We have our own mailboxes, too. Also, visitor parking and decorative boulders. Vines border the garages on some houses. Maybe people walk with their dogs. We have a free pool and a fitness center. In the fitness center, there are 3 plasma TVs to watch while you're exercising. There are also weights, a bench, exercise equipment, a fridge, a bathroom, and a water fountain. That is a tour of my complex, Lake Point Community. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Mia, and I'm going to give you a walking tour through Houston. Sights, smells, sounds. Sure, Houston is simple, but it's beautiful. You can hear the birds chirping, see and smell transportation moving through the city, and of course, see the magnificent buildings that line the streets. We're about 20 paces from the Melcher Pool in Houston. I swim here pretty much every day. It really is a wonderful place, and even though it's old, I love it. Oh, we're here. Let me just get this door open. See? I told you it was amazing. Oh, hi, Coach Lauren.
Hey, Mia.
I'm just going to put my feet in this water. That feels so good. It's been so hot in Houston lately that I wouldn't be able to live if I couldn't swim. Anyway, if you look off to the right, there is a diver about to go off the diving board. Ready? Here he goes. OMG! He just did like 2 flips and a spin. That's so cool. Over there, there's a swimmer who won the 100 breaststroke in 1999. He swam it in 52 seconds. That's amazing. Breaststroke is my favorite stroke, and I want to follow in his footsteps. Look, he's swimming it now. Wow, he just finished. That was so fast. Well, I better be getting back. It was good talking with you. You now know kind of what it's like to be a swimmer. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, my name is Rosalie. This is the neighborhood that I live in, and it is located in Pearland, Texas. As you can see, it's called Sunrise Lake. We have come here in the evening to see a different perspective of Sunrise Lake, even though the sunrise on the lake is quite beautiful. Here, we are on a small concrete path that leads to the middle of a few palm trees and other plants, as well as a small wooden pavilion facing a large lake. This large lake is what Sunrise Lake is known for. Let us walk towards the pavilion and take a seat on the wooden benches. Do you see the sparkling fountain in the middle of the lake? Every few weeks, they change the pattern of the fountain. You should see the even ripples of water on the surface of the lake, with random bubbles indicating where fish have been. There's a deck beckoning you to go fishing. Also, the peacefulness of the lake may make you want to lay on your back in a small boat and float on the lake while facing the stars. Even though it's in the evening, you can still smell the early morning because the sprinklers are showering the grass beside the America and Texas flags. You can hear the sounds of crickets chirping as well as the fountain splashing. You can feel the smoothness of the new wooden benches in the pavilion. If you stick your hand in the water, the cool and refreshing liquor will gently splash against your hand. Also, the moon drifts around in the night sky, with its reflection rippling on the lake. Every time I come here, I always feel like I don't have a care in the world until my parents call me back.
Hi, my name is Clint Farrell, and I live in Sugarland. So the first thing that I see whenever I walk out of my house is my neighbor's garden. That really catches my eye because he really works a lot on it, and I always see him out there. And when I'm out there, there's like a bunch of big flowers, plants, and there's one gigantic tree in the middle, and it's really cool. And in the middle of my neighborhood's basically just a big loop around, and in the center is a big garden/park, and it's a perfect place to go if you want to go, like, have a picnic or something. There's like a maze that you can go through that's full of bushes, and there's also just like a garden area of like a flower garden. Oh yeah, when I walk out of my neighborhood, there's a big public swimming pool. I don't go there much anymore because it's kind of small and I prefer like a bigger one. But it's like, it's really good to go to if you just don't want to drive very far or you don't have a pool in your house, for some people who don't. And you could just go there. And right next to there is my school I go to. Yeah, it's the honor roll school. It's a pretty nice school. It's a private school. And next to that, there's a big Starbucks next to a bunch of other little stores. I usually go there if I'm before school to get like hot chocolate or something to wake me up. And right across from the Starbucks, there's a Kroger's, and yeah, I go there a lot, so yeah. And, I really like it how everything's close together, and it's just easy to go to everything. Like, my school is basically about 3 minutes away, 2 minutes, and just everything's close by, and you can recognize the neighborhood really well. And behind my house, there's a big golf course. And it's really fun if you want to go ride your bike or play out there or like hide and seek or something, because there's a bunch of hills you can hide behind. And it's really fun. And there's a big lake out there. And you can go fishing there if you want to. It's pretty cool. And there's a bunch of birds and fish. There's actually two lakes. The biggest lake is the one right behind my house, like not in like on my backyard, like behind it. And on the left of the lake, there's a big golf house. That's where all the golfers go to get their snack, like to go get a drink or eat or something before they go finish to play golf. And next to the golf house, there's a big, gigantic underground black tunnel where all the golf carts go through. And right above it is a street where cars go. So since they don't want to go across the street, they made a tunnel that goes underground so they can drive under there without any problems. And it's really fun to go through, and it especially at night, because they turn on the lights in there and it looks really cool. And yeah, it's pretty cool. So, the most common place I like to go to is the GameStop near the mall. Well, like, it's either in the mall or near the mall, but I usually go to the one that's near the Christian bookstore. That GameStop, I like to go there because, again, it's not very far away. And it would be more likely for my mom to say yes if she's going doing some errands, because she'll be close by to it. And next to that, there's a gas station. I like that gas station more than any other one because it's not dirty like most of them. They actually clean it, and they don't have those dirty restrooms that I hate. And it's a nice, friendly place. And yeah, I'm so right next to the gas station, there's a little car wash thing. I doubt anybody goes through that because, like, it does nothing. It costs about 10 cents. So, yeah. But the big car wash is near this restaurant called Carrabba's. It's called, like, Mr. Car Wash or something like that. And it's a more advanced one, and it's really good. Yeah. Inside, they have a little snack shop with where you can buy little souvenir stuff. And there's also Carrabba's, like I just said, which is really good to go eat with my family sometimes. I think it's like an Italian restaurant. It's really good. It's kind of close to my house. Like, it's like a 7-minute drive, so I kind of like that. And so, yeah, that's basically it.
This is a walking tour from my house to Poe Elementary. There are always cars passing by every minute. I feel the wind in my hair and I hear it in my ears. Birds are chirping and squirrels are on the trees. I can feel the heat blasting down. On the left, there are some white and pink flowers. I see a motorcycle speed by and the loud roar hurts my ears. I also see many bikes pass by and a runner. There are roller skates and a bike on the side of the curb. On the next block, I stepped on a stick, and I saw many more ahead. Leaves are scattered everywhere. I see many newspapers on people's front lawns and many Ashby High-Rise signs on people's porches. Now, on the right, I see Poe Elementary and its big deck and red brick school. I see its baby playground and its cracked sidewalks. Thanks for listening to my walking tour.
Hi, my name is Anna. I'm going to walk you through my house. As I open the towering brown door, I watch my step carefully, making sure I can cross which what seems like two different worlds. I skip down the long, lean steps to the freshly sprinkled grass. I feel the moisture soak into my socks. First, everything was dry. Then, as my sock began to soak up the grass like mops, everything seemed like a pool of water. A pool in my front yard, yet no one can see it. Only one can feel it. I walk around in paces, hoping the water will dry, only this time on the sidewalk. I sense the boiling sidewalk seep through my socks, sending a chill up my spine. It was a sightseeing tour for my feet.
Hello, my name is Ariel Starks. My feet see molded gum on the floor, other people's shoes passing by, high tops, heels, including sandals, look at me in disgust. I know they're just jealous. My feet touch the hard concrete. The concrete is laughing because it knows it's hurting me, but I walk with dignity. My feet hear the clicking of heels, the squawking of sandals. My thud is majestic, different, and powerful in a good way. My feet taste shivering cold tiles for breakfast, the warm and prickly grass for lunch, a rough, wavy carpet for dinner. My feet smell the worn-out concrete's desire to be smooth again. The grasses wish to not be so harmful, and the carpets wish to not be so rough, but smooth like a patch of flowers growing in the spring. But I walk away and just laugh.
Have you ever loved the feeling of that soft floor right after you've come in from outside? Outside where your feet are cushioned by those sweet, feathery white flower blossoms, where your feet avoid the hot sidewalk and the stubbly, hard tufts of grass? Don't you love being barefoot as the world opens up to you in fascinating new ways? When you can almost taste those sweet-scented honeysuckle flowers through your toes? And when you finally touch that stubbly carpet once again, when you can't hear the pattering sound of your feet dancing down the hallway, you know you have really experienced being barefoot.
Hello, my name is Vian, and I'm reading the poem to the School of Music. Come here, the AC is on. It's colder once you're in, but nothing is wrong. Be silent. It echoes here. The structure is quite large. The start is quite near. You're now in a school of music. It's a home of the fine carpet that brushes your shoes, the piano's keys that you flick, You hear nervous regards to a recital. The piano students down the hall should be studying. So lower the volume, don't make your hopes fall. There's no need to touch the ice-cold frigid glass. You'll pass them, and they'll chill your hand, that lumpy mass. Look up. Don't you see the security? Don't ram through those lockers. Just walk partly, quietly, like you should when you sip tea. Upstairs, you see the pianos of rice. They'd make a melodious sound indeed. Over in this room, hold your nose. The scent of perfume, my teachers need. Come back down and sneak around. You'll see a hidden snack machine. It's directly under the flight of stairs. The place is kind of mean. So there you have the tour of the school, where I go to once every week. Farewell, adventurer, and come once again to the place that's so unique.
Hi, my name is Emma. This is an audio tour of the Peaceful Nature Trail on Toffville Road in Seabrook. As we start on the trail, please notice on your left the historical little area beside the road. That's an Indian toilet site. Gross, right? Ah, well, that's history. See over there by the bathroom site? Those bowls of water and little piles of dog foodish stuff are for the domesticated deer that live here. But don't worry, there are only two or three bucks around here. It's just mainly does and cute fawns that look just like Bambi. Okay, let's get going. Today you're going to see some amazing things that you would never expect to see in a small town like Seabrook. Look at those tropical flowers on your left, for example. Notice their bright mangoish color. Look, on your left, notice that uprooted tree. All right, let's take this trail on the right. Stop for a moment. Shh, listen. Do you hear that? That's the bay. We're getting close to it. Look, the trail splits again. Let's take the trail to the right. Okay, remember, you're entering an alligator/snake habitat. But don't worry, gators are shy, and as for snakes, well, just be careful. Let's walk down to that bridge. Okay, people, whip out your cameras. On your left, here's my mom's favorite view, and you'll see why. The sand dunes, tall grass, and sparkling waves of the bay make up for a great view. So let's walk down to that bridge, and you can take some really good pics. Pause me. Are you done? Okay. Come on, let's go back to where the trail splits and take that left trail. Look at the ground. Do you notice that the farther we walk, the more shells there are on the ground? Ah, here we are. A little cliff overlooking the bay. Look at the ground now. Look at all those shells. Pick some up if you like. It's not against the law. On your right, notice a little trail. Don't worry, it's all right. We can walk down it. Oh, watch out for branches on the trail. Now we're even closer to the water. Look at the rushing waves roll in a steady rhythm and the sailboats in the distance bobble above the surface as if they were bath toys. You can get in. In fact, I saw an old lady and a man walking down there with their dog. As long as you have shoes on, you'll be fine. Just put me on pause and enjoy the sparkling waves. Done? Okay. You can start heading back. I hope you had a lot of fun on my audio tour. Bye.
Hello, my name is Melody Vu. I am stranded on Arboretum Nature Park. A place that I do not know. Though a thing I do know is that I am in a place called America. I am scared and freezing as the scarce snow falls upon me. The only place I do not know has my kind celebrates every time it snows, as I miss the celebrations made me very lonely. I wish to be there in my town with all my kind. I would love to know how to get there and where it is. I've looked around asking for answers and where my town might be. But people of other kinds just turn around and walk a different direction. After a long time, as I walked many miles, and all of a sudden a woman appears. She is the same kind as me. As I ask her where my town is and how to get there, she just stands there smiling away. Why are you here, child? She speaks surprisingly to me. As I answer the question, she begins to explain. You are in a place of different kinds of people, where you need money to live and not depending on trading. You are about 5,000 kilometers away from home, but if you desire to go back, then I will help you. As I began to shout out full of joy, she takes me to somewhere loud and moves faster than a bike. She is the first person to open her heart for me. She takes me to a nice building called an airport and begins to speak again. I will take you back home, back to China and your town.
Hi, I'm Divya, and I live here in Houston. I'm so glad you are here in Houston. Houston's a wonderful city, and we have many cultures that live all over the city. Houston has been known for their oil and NASA, but Houston has many other attractions. Houston's full with many places that are unique to Houston. Today, I'm going to give you a walking tour of the third floor of the Galleria above the ice skating rink. This level is filled with many other stores. The tour will start at Victoria's Secret in Pink. Across the hall is a store called Abercrombie & Fitch. This store is part of the Abercrombie Trio. The Trio is a group of Abercrombie-owned stores. Abercrombie & Fitch is the adult half of Abercrombie. There's Abercrombie & Fitch and Abercrombie Kids. The shop has great clothing for adults and some teens. The store looks like a house from the outside. The store smells like Abercrombie's amazing perfume. Now let's go back to Pink and Victoria's Secret. If you keep going down the hall, you will reach Hollister. Hollister is also a store in owned by the Abercrombie. It's part of the Abercrombie Trio. The store looks like a house the most. It has shingles and a roof made of straw. Hollister is a store where teens should get their clothes from the Abercrombie Trio. Hollister also smells great. To me, it smells like rosemary water. If you keep on going down the hall, you get to Abercrombie Kids. It's also a part of the Abercrombie Trio. This is where I get my clothes. It also looks like a house. The Abercrombie, Gilly Hicks, and Hollister together look like three parts of a house. It has fashionable and hip clothing for both boys and girls. It's also good for teens that are small or little. It also has great perfume. It smells like their great perfume too. It has high quality and well-made clothes and casual luxury clothing. They have great prices for stale items and various styles of great clothing. As you walk in the store, it splits into two parts, the girls on the left and the boys on the right. The sale items are in the back. Warning, the sale items in the very back are sometimes not sale items. The cashiers are also in the very back room. Then, if you walk out the store, you keep on going, the last part of the Abercrombie Trio is Gilly Hicks. This is a great place to shop for great sale prices on clothing for teen girls and women. This store does have some men's clothing, but mostly for women and girls, and teen girls. Gilly Hicks also smells great. Their outfits are cool, luxurious, and hip and stylish. It's a nice place to buy great casual clothing. As you walk in, the store splits into three parts. The middle is a perfume area and makeup area. The teenager clothing is on the left, and the women's clothing is on the right, and the cashier is in the very back of the left side. Thank you for listening, and there's also great stores on this level like Delia's and other wonderful stores that you could see. Thanks. Bye.
My name is Catherine Walters, and this is My Feet. My feet embrace nature's soft carpet as I run through the field of flowers. I smell the scent of springtime with all its cleansing showers. I feel the grainy stones that pave my way, and suddenly the cold white tile sends chills through my soul. An angry emblem adorns the floor, and its sharp edges take their toll. As I trudge up the stairs that have a flickering warmth, the rough edge causes my body to stop. As I exit the stairs, cleaning products choke my feet, and I return to the rough carpet that is my home.
This is Irene Vasquez. I'm going to walk you through downtown Houston. To whom it may concern, it's been a marvelous day. The snow makes the city look mystical and colder than it actually is. The Houston Ballet are doing their annual performances at the Nutcracker. When the snow falls onto the stage while simultaneously falling outside, it's magical. Theater Under the Stars performed A Christmas Carol. I love Christmas. Strolling through the windy city streets, framed by skyscrapers, it feels like I'm in a black and white 50s movie. You know, the one where the dazzling heroine, clad in a gorgeous red dress and matching faux fur muffin stole, meanders through the streets of New York and is so happy she just bursts into song. People are nicer at Christmas time. The cold weather brings out the old-fashioned gallantry in people, I guess. I sat in the park listening to the hustle and bustle of people shopping, cars honking, birds tweeting, the wind whistling through the tall, bare oak trees. The buildings are all lit up with twinkling lights and the crisp smell of pine wreaths. Then I rode the elevators up to the penthouse on the 39th floor. It's very lush, comfy couches, big fur poster, warm, comforting fire. Don't come find me, please. Send my regards to my mother. I'll be here, listening to the fire, snap, crackle, and pop, and sipping on cocoa. All my love, Irene Vasquez.
My name is Albert, and my poem's title is My House. Tall tree with no name, shining its yellow, leaf to me, smiling, waving its hands. Cars passing me, screaming, shouting, Toyota, Honda, Ford, van, bus, truck, always different. Grasses lying under my shoes, fuzzy, furry, green, brown, all making the air green. Tall trees and short trees, reflecting the sun to my eyes, glowing gold and silver hypnotizes you just by seeing this. Some human-made, some nature-made, all different but making one, my own.